it sounds like you're asking about the intersection of habeas corpus petitions, the Schlup gateway, and evidence of guilt in the context of a criminal conviction. Let's break down these concepts. Habeas corpus. This is a fundamental legal right that allows a person to challenge their imprisonment. A habeas corpus petition asks a court to review the legality of someone's detention. It's a way to argue that you're being held unlawfully. Schlup gateway. This likely refers to Schlup versus Delo, a 1995 Supreme Court case. Schlup deals with habeas in the context of claims of actual innocence. It sets a standard for how much evidence a prisoner must present to overcome procedural hurdles in federal habeas corpus review when they have new evidence of innocence. Essentially, the Schlup gateway requires the petitioner to show that, in light of the new evidence, it is more likely than not that no reasonable juror would have found guilty. Evidence of guilt. This refers to the evidence presented by the prosecution during a trial to prove the defendant committed the crime. How these connect. In a habeas corpus petition, especially when arguing actual innocence, the petitioner must present compelling new evidence that undermines the original conviction. The Schlup gateway set a high bar for this evidence. The petitioner must show that the new evidence, combined with the evidence presented at trial, would be so strong that it would likely lead a jury to acquit them. Important considerations. Procedural hurdles. Habeas corpus petitions are often subject to strict procedural rules and deadlines. Even with strong evidence, a petition can be denied if it doesn't meet these requirements. Types of evidence. New evidence can include things like exculpatory DNA evidence, newly discovered witnesses, or evidence of prosecutorial misconduct. Standard of proof. The Schlup standard is demanding. It's not enough to simply raise doubts about the conviction. The petitioner must show that it is more likely than not that no reasonable juror would have convicted them in light of the new evidence. If you are dealing with a specific legal situation, it's crucial to consult with an experienced criminal defense attorney. They can help you understand your rights, assess the evidence, and navigate the complex habeas corpus process.